I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We all know the feeling. After a long hiatus from home, it feels good to be back where everything's familiar, safe, and comfortable. But what about the millions of refugees who want nothing more than to go back home, back to the way things were before war? It's a dark situation, but it's never without hope. Plus, how is God working in China today? We'll find out in just a second. But let's start in Lebanon, where over the last couple of weeks, two large group of Syrian refugees have left for home in an agreement between the Lebanese army, the Syrian government, and Syrian rebels. Now, this adds to the United Nations estimate that 31,000 Syrians have returned from neighboring countries since the beginning of the year. But Tom Adama of Heart for Lebanon says there's not much to return home to.
Syria is still under fire. We, as an organization at Heart for Lebanon, don't think that it's going to be livable for a good long time, maybe 10, 15 years.
However, a strong desire to return home seems to outweigh the uncertainty. Plus,
it also shows you what the despair is like in the country of Lebanon for a Syrian refugee. It is not an easy life. It is absolutely terrifying.
Camp conditions like those leading to the fires we heard about earlier this month and a government that's increasingly eager to be rid of Syrian refugees have made life difficult. But whether the refugees stay or go home, Heart for Lebanon will focus on what can be done.
It's bad, real bad. But I can tell you of people, even through these fires that just went through, that have come to faith in Christ, and their story and their repentance is just off the charts.
Step into this story and pray for the refugees in Lebanon to find their true hope in Christ. Next, imagine terrorists driving you from your home, spending nearly a year in the desert, and then returning to find your entire city laid to ruin. That's the reality for the people of Mosul, Iraq, who are also trying to rebuild their lives as conflict between the government and the Islamic State winds down.
One of the families that we've heard from, their whole house was destroyed, gutted, because ISIS had broken in and stolen everything that they had left. And then it was burned. And then anything that was left remaining was destroyed after a bomb had hit the water tank. And so everything was destroyed. There was barely any structure left of the building. They had nothing.
But not everyone chose to leave. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes tells of one pastor who chose to continue his ministry in the face of violence.
He was talking about the significance of the church bells ringing again and having people to come and people to minister to and people to reach out to the community for and remaining that beacon of hope. And so I think it's an encouraging time for pastors like him and others who did choose to remain to see that it's coming to fruition. Of people coming back home, that Christianity was not destroyed.
It's a desperate situation, and your prayers are vital. Pray for strength as people get their lives back together. And Bibles for China has been committed to getting scripture into the hands of the church for years. But the last time the organization's president, Wendell Rovenstein, visited China, locals asked for something a little different.
We need Bibles, but we would like also for you to come back and do training, resourcing our leaders and helping our leaders to understand church leadership and disciples.
That's why Bibles for China is answering the Macedonian call, a project that aims to provide resources and training for leaders in China's church.
We want to sit down with someone that will provide the resources, will have trained individuals from within China that know the leadership and been through the training. They'll go back to those areas and train.
Bibles for China is meeting with another organization in September who can provide that training. The upcoming partnership is another reason for believers to support the spread of the gospel into China and the rest of the world.
Wherever you place your funds, place them so that you know that a difference is being made in the family and life of people that are pleading, we need Bibles and we need training.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free book called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.